The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Come in, ma'am. You're needed. Miss Maggie Ann's like blummin' lead.
Well, let me have my coat up. I've not had a day off, you know. I've been down that clinic. Them floors. Talk about mucky. Our friendly bank must be on sick, if you ask me.
Did Dr. Jarvis know I want in today?
How should I know? They don't confide in cleaner. All I get stiff little smiles.
Now, ma'am, you know that's not right.
Well, Dr. Jarvis, maybe. I mean, he's one of third school. But as for that new chap, he's got some edge on, he has. Toffee-nosed, I'd call him. Oh,
dangerously polite is how I'd put it.
Just let him walk on my floor after I've done it. I'd give him dangerously polite. I put me bucket over his head.
Oh, go on.
Listen, you might have to bill and coo and put your airs on.
I do not put airs on.
Well, her does. Her who's holding fort now. I've never heard so many H's come out of one woman's gob.
Mrs. Browning is a perfectly pleasant lady. The Costners sit in reception calling spades mucky shovels, you know.
She call them agricultural implements. Here, give us that bowl. Why, you don't get a mixer.
It's broke, ma'am. Things get broke in this house.
I don't know. 24 years wed and you're not organised yet. Where's your greaseproof?
Oh, crikey, I forgot it. I'll have to nip out. Ray, are you stirring your stumps or what?
How's the time?
Nearly 11, Sir Luke Sharp.
His lordship's not working today, is he?
He's doing middle shift. Be home about 7:30 with any luck. We could wait the meal, but our Cheryl's leaving Nev with the kiddie, so she'll not be able to stop long.
Him and his shift. His only son's 18th birthday, and he's doing his shift. Coal won't run off if it's not dug today. Where's your Wendy?
At a supermarket job, where do you think?
God knows. I mean, she's had this job how long?
2 weeks, says she, crossing her fingers.
Heavens, I'll be expecting a gold clock.
You can't have a drag. You can't chew gum. I can understand fags, but why can't you chew gum? Have you any idea, Sybil?
It's laid down, Duck.
But what harm can it do? We're only shelf filling, for Pete's sake. Not meeting Flaming Lord Murr or summer. Anyhow, they sell the rotten stuff.
It's laid down. In writing.
Now, where have I heard that before? It weren't the assistant manager just now, were it?
He has his job to do, Doc.
Oh, him and the rest. They're all mouth and trousers. Half of them couldn't manage a baby's bottle, never mind a supermarket. No, but bits of kids. Next time, I'll make sure it's bubblegum and I'll blow it up in his great gormless mug.
Rules are rules, I suppose.
Oh, give me strength. Well, they've got you here, Sybil Duck. They don't need a parrot.
You've got it all straight, have you, Ray? It's gone in, like. We'll be sitting down to tea about 6:30, so the sooner you can get, the better.
Yes, sir. Right, sir. Can I stand at age now, sir?
Clown. I mean, somebody's got to make these arrangements.
Why on earth? It's so vital. You're going to work.
We've got a fault on.
You're not the only electrician down that pit, are you?
Luke, mother-in-law, I know I'm not here, but at that colliery, I'm charge and electrician. Them faces go dark, it's dying to me.
Hey, you two, don't stop.
I'll take your mum down that pit one of these days.
Aye. All snooker tables and dartboards and page 3 pin-ups.
No, it's not. It's cut glass and chandeliers and we each have our own private jacuzzi.
Ma'am, will you give over? Ray takes his work serious and there's not wrong in that.
Don't worry. I had it with your father, God rest his soul.
Here we go.
He never missed a day at 10 Bob Taylor's, he didn't.
Hallelujah.
Say what you like, and you all about responsibility, Demise Cyril. Gentlemen's outfitting's no picnic. The things has happened in them changing rooms.
Oh, God.
40 years he had in the ready-to-wear and it took its toll. But I'll tell you something. His family come first.
Pardon the interruption, but are we having the long version of this saga, or will you be boiling it down a bit?
Oh, go and get yourself off to work, Ray.
And this mixer wants looking at. I mean, Irene won't tell you.
Mum!
Hiya, gorgeous. I'm loaded. Come and treat ya.
Oh, I am anybody's mate. Oh, Mark, you daft bat.
Disappointed?
Are you joking, our kid? Our outraged. I were nearly going to call a policeman.
Well, being your kid brother, I have to believe you.
Well, beggars can't be choosers, can they? Besides, I'm skint till Friday, so all propositions will be very welcome.
Pub lunch, then?
Why not? I fancy a treat. I mean, I've survived another morning in Alcatraz, though I did it without strangling somebody. Come back when you've got a Mercedes! 18, eh? Yeah. I were 18 about 500 fellas ago. Here I am, batting on 26. I'll have to get my name down for a facelift. Do they do them on NHS?
Tell you what, boyo. I've got some brilliant snapper.
Eh?
Cake, you heathen. Wedding cake.
Oh, I'm with you. From your lass, is it?
Posted in Sydney, Australia. Arrived this morning and still moist. Oh, it's rich cake, Ray. You and the lad to be fighting for crumbs.
Quite a shift this, Bryn. Wedding cake for a snappy. Pity you couldn't be there, I suppose. Crimes almighty, sodding coal trucks. It's like the bloody dodgems. Here, catch out of this drawing, Bryn. Here's a bit of light. Now, this is it, say. Section board, red phase, circuit 105 to 125. Right, let's have the gear, see what we can manage pro tem.
In a morning coat, do you know? No expense spared. Oh, these Aussies like chucking the brass about. He's in catering our blood, rich chap. Beach coffee's enough.
Don't call him crocodile, do we? Hey, well, go steady here, youth. We don't know what we're pulling a fresh fade in. Pass us them pliers.
Right, yeah.
Hiya, Mum. Ooh, that quiche looks tasty. I'm not too early, am I? You're not going to rope me into making a salad or something.
I heard the buzz. I thought, give her 5 minutes to pop into Jammies for some fags and that'll be our Cheryl landing.
Don't know, witter on, ma'am. I'm cutting down drastic.
How's my grandchild, then?
What, the only terror we keep locked in his pram or one on the way?
I mean, little Neville. And you won't shock me, though why you had to call him same name as his father.
What's her name? I mean, Cheryl. I feel like a disinfectant. Never one would have it. I think he's got ideas of founding a dynasty.
Listen, Shug. No offence, but this kitchen's a smokeless zone. Go and pollute the living room, there's a good girl.
Oh, sorry. All right if I put it behind me here, dibbing it first like.
You and Nev both smoking like chimneys. Him only teaching part-time. I don't know how you afford it. It only takes willpower, you know.
Oodles of brain power in our house, but willpower? Not even a crumb for the cockroaches.
You still haven't said how little one is.
Little snot gobbler's fine.
You could have fetched him.
I wanted a rest, ma'am. He's not all gurgles, isn't little Master Neville? Gets one of his paddies and there'll be no peace.
Stop picking at that quiche. Ooh. There'll be nought left.
Look, ma'am, I thought I was invited for tea, not a ticking off. I'm hardly through the blooming dawn, you're at full nag.
Well, you worry me. It doesn't seem 5 minutes since you were in gym slips and everything going for you.
Oh, no tears, mother mine. What more can a girl want than to know that she's fertile?
You do talk some rubbish.
Nev and me have our own lifestyle, see, and fags are part of it. When he chatted me up, first thing he said was, got a light, duck. Mine, we were in bed at the time.
Oh, we should give over.
Miss Piggy in, is she?
If you mean Wendy, she's getting ready.
Oh, aye. In front of the mirror, 20 minutes at full pout.
And you won't have you saying things like that about your sister. Will you leave that quiche alone? Picking and nibbling. Not 23 and you're a nervous wreck.
Ah, it's all that education you forced down my throat.
It's a pill you wanted forcing down. Lumbered at 20. Now another on way and you've not even got in church. Oh, blimey. I'm starting to sound like your grandma.
Nah, it's my fault, ma'am. I shouldn't needle you. Not when you've been baking all day. It's enough to make a saint swear. Genghis Khan arrived, has she, then?
And don't call your granny Genghis Khan!
Why? Do you reckon he'd sue?
Dicey gear, this, I tell you, Bryn. Whoever did these connections wants the backside kicking. Wires bloody everywhere. Oh, gotcha, you blighter. It's like I thought. Loose terminal, say, Bryn. Burnt to buggery. Pass us that new one we fetched.
Right up.
Steady the buffs. We've made sure it's dead.
You'd be a good little wire now.
Lovely. Now we'll see if there's any slack. Make you off proper. and get you safely tucked up.
Can't find that new one.
Oh, well, we fetched one. It were under your snapping bag.
Oh, aye, so it is.
Come on, you dozy apis. What's holding you? An inch will do me.
You talked away as like my dad talked to pit ponies.
Blast! Hey, I'm sorry, Bryn. A bloody thing came all of a sudden. Did I tread on your foot?
Well, it skittled me. Oh, God, where's my snapping bag? I dropped my snapping bag. Where is it? I don't want our Bloodwind's wedding cake trod on.
It's there.
Where?
On the track. Oh, bloody hell, it's going to get more than trod on. Bryn, leave it, you fool. No, Bryn. No! Oh, God!
Hey, more try for anybody?
Hey, you greedy lot. Save some of that for your dad.
Oh, where have you had that before?
Me and Mark's only had seconds, and now Cheryl's on a third. Help her.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come off it, baby machine. That guts you are. I don't think we haven't seen you sticking them chocolate fingers up your Nicola.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, try it.
Will you two act your age?
I'd clatter the rear off.
Please, a little decorum might be in order.
What does that mean?
For once. A sense of occasion, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Family pride, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Our youngest is of age,
right.
And that should mean something. It should be celebrated in a proper way.
Right. Yes. Big day.
Okay, your dad has his priorities, and that's a pity. Mm. But let's not just sit here and squabble, because Mark won't be 18 again, and I'll go and fetch the cake.
Who's got a lump in the throat? Come on, own up.
That's a father talking, that is. He were a man of feeling.
Oh, inside legs, weren't it? What he mostly felt, you know, him being in the red to wear like.
He were a chap as bottled things up. Mm. And if he tore a strip off somebody, I'll tell you, strong men wept.
Right, here's the cake.
Oh, oh.
Candles lit, you may notice.
Very nice.
18 and all. So if you'll all settle down and stop having a go at each other, maybe we can do this like they do in the pictures.
On your feet, Matt. Think Prince Charles.
What do I do with these blessed candles? Eat them? Stick them in my ears?
You blow them, and then you give us all a kiss.
Oh, yes. Shut up, Gran. You'll have me making rivers.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, lads! Over here! It's Ray Corcliffe! He's hurt bad!
Me legs. Legs. Hold on, Ray. Medics are here. No feeling. No feeling. Hang on, Ray. You'll be fine.
Over here! Quick! He's losing blood and he's...
Just tell him to stop pumping.
Jesus. Be quick.
Enjoyed it so far, have you, Doc?
Great.
I hope you didn't mind me having my little fit.
Of course I didn't mind. I felt flattered.
I just wanted to create a moment. Just one moment that were, like, memorable.
It worked for me.
Pity your dad didn't get home to sit down with us. But that's how he is. Work first. Never missed a shift, as I can remember. Well, just one or two when we were courting. I realise now what a compliment that was.
Greater love hath no man.
Tease if you like, our Mark, but I never minded. At least there's always a wage packet. Listen, love, I haven't told the girls yet, but me and your dad are planning to flit, you know.
What, leave number 9, Jubilee Terrace? Never.
We're not chained to the place. Then at last we can afford. I mean, well, I know it's only a terrace, but we have improved and extended, so it should fetch a bit.
$40,000, I'd say.
Oh, would you? And how long have you been up on property prices?
Just a guess.
Well, it's maybe a bit on the high side. What with the pit and the state the canal's in, plus that scrapyard up the bank. But anyhow, we're practically now at home. We'd have a fair-sized deposit. And seeing as your dad and me are both on good money, well, we've got his eye on a nice little semi.
Uh-huh.
Not quite in Trenton, but you could say it were. What's keeping your dad, any road? He's surely not gone pub with that Bryn.
Ma'am, while we're on the subject of flitting...
How are you girls doing with that washing up? You sound in good voice. Can I join the choir? What was that, Doc?
Nothing, really. It'll keep.
I want to feel a heat with somebody. Oh, what a
dance with somebody.
You pair, you always sing good duets. Slanging each other up hill and down, darling, yet you sing so well together.
It's from our side. Oh, aye, the great-grandma was a lovely singer. Gracie Fields weren't in it when she got going. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. We can't afford a carriage.
All we need now is your father on his harmonica. We'll be set for a right good sing song.
Bloody trucks. One smack, and that's it. It were my fault, fool that I am. He pushed me clear and got such a crack.
Come away, Bryn, lad. He's been looked after. You can't do no more.
Oh God, there's his family. I mean, I couldn't face him.
We'll see, Charlie. Come on, youth. Then you're looking after yourself.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloughs was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.